Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffcats News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. A little bit of rain here and there, kind of overcast, but so much cooler. Gosh, we're only like 72 degrees. It's not bad. Not bad at all. So I mentioned it's 5:05. I'm thinking that's around dinner time for a lot of people, right? You're headed out of the office and you're starting to think about dinner. My suggestion, swing by the Texas Inn. Swing by the Texas Inn. Whether you're here in Central Virginia, obviously that's WRVA's home base, but we got plenty of listeners in other places. Lynchburg, you've got a couple of tea room locations. Harrisonburg, right? There's a new item over there at the Texas Inn, and I've just been blown away by Dave Saunders, who, of course, has been a dear friend for years and years and years. But Dave and his team said, we want to do something a little special. We know that the Special Olympics of Virginia is special to you. And, well, they've done something. And I'm so happy to welcome Dave to the program and let him talk a little bit about it. Dave, thank you for being here.
Oh, of course. How are you doing, Mr. Katz?
Well, I am well fed, but you already knew that.
Yeah. Hopefully we fed you well this afternoon. I appreciate you stopping by.
I was thrilled to be there. I've been bragging about the brand new cat's dog at the Texas Inn, but rather than me brag, why don't you brag about it for a little bit, Dave?
Well, you know, Jeremy told me right before I got on the call, he had three of them already. So yeah. Your producer is already super full. The cat's dog, yeah. Jeff, you know, we know that Special Olympics are near and dear to your heart. And when we met a little while ago, we were trying to think of a way to support you. We unveiled a hot dog about a year ago for what we call for our friends from the north, because a lot of them are scared of our bright red hot dogs. And so we got the kosher Nathan's all beef hot dogs that, you know, are famous out of New York. And we put them on the menu, and then we're selling those, and they've been selling great. But then we thought, why not do it all the way? Our award-winning chili, our legendary yellow relish, sprinkle of onion, put it on there and do the version of our hot dog all the way with a Nathan's hot dog, call it a cat's dog, and give 50 cents back for everyone sold to Special Olympics Virginia. And not only do it in Richmond, but do it at all four stores across Virginia.
Wow. You're a good man. And I'll tell you what, that is one delicious hot dog. I need to know some of the secrets on that yellow relish, because I grew up on green. I've got these people from Chicago that their stuff looks like finger painting by kids, but that yellow relish from the Texas Inn, there's nothing like it. I could bathe in that stuff, I think.
It's pretty good. You know, we ship to all 50 states, you know, and it's often imitated but never duplicated. That is our special sauce. It's a sweet and tangy Texas chow chow. You know, it's made with mustard and apple cider vinegar and cabbage and onion and a lot of other wonderful things in there. And it's something that just, you know, has really defined us over our almost 90-year history. You know, it's funny, when we say relish, people think of the green stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I found out, you know, that Heinz back in the 50s took their pickle relish and basically called it relish, and that's what we think of today. But years ago, you know, like I said, 90 years ago, when the restaurant was founded, the word relish really meant anything you put on something to make it better to eat.
Oh.
And so we call it relish, but really it's a sweet and tangy Texas chow chow.
All right, for my friends who are listening, they've already responded to my social media, people from outside of our beloved Commonwealth, saying, hey, Jeff, love it, looks nice. Why is this restaurant with four locations in Virginia called the Texas Inn? And I thought, well, you should explain it because the story is fascinating.
Yeah, it's funny. The owner and the founder of the original Texas Tavern in Roanoke started in 1930. He opened one up 5 years later in Lynchburg, identical location. He got the recipes from a chili parlor in San Antonio, Texas in 1927. So the chili for the hot dogs, our chili bean bowl and our delicious relish, all credited to that very talented chili parlor chef in San Antonio, Texas. And Mr. Bullington, when he bought it for $5, which was a pretty princely sum back in 1927.
Wow. And you were telling me that he was an advance man for the circus.
Yeah, he was a Ringling Brothers circus advance man. He would go out a year ahead of the circus. So if the circus was coming to Richmond, say, you know, for 3 days, he would be in town for 3 days the year prior, getting permits, getting ticketing locations, selling ads for the circus program and that sort of thing. So there he was, San Antonio, Texas, I think 4 or 5 days. He ate at this place like 4 or 5 days in a row. And at the end, he said, I got to have these recipes. And he bought them. And then a couple of years later, opened up his own spot.
Wow. I love that. You may not. In fact, I don't think you do know this. One of the folks who turned out today for the grand unveiling of the Cat's Dog at the Texas Inn, and I remind everybody, 2901 Park Avenue, is a friend of mine, Bolly Lee Jarrett. Bolly, last year, was voted the best CPA in all of Central Virginia. What you may not know about Bolly, the CPA, he's a graduate of Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Clown College.
That's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
So that is very cool.
Kind of brings it full circle. The folks from Special Olympics of Virginia came out, some of the leadership, some of these great athletes, they had more than their fair share of these dogs. I just want to be clear, these are in every one of the Texas Inn locations throughout Virginia.
Right, yeah, we've got the original in Lynchburg. We've got a second location near Liberty University called Cornerstone.
Yep.
Our third location in Harrisonburg, just a hop, skip, and a jump down Main Street from JMU. And 15 months ago, we opened right here in Richmond, right there in the museum district.
Yeah. Well, look, it's delicious. It's not like the Texas Inn is new to most of us, but this menu item is clearly, it is new. It's newly renamed, and with 50 cents of every one of these hot dogs going to Special Olympics of Virginia, I want people to come hungry and leave with a few extra for the crew.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd love everybody to come by. And, you know, we've always, like I said earlier to you, we've tried to support the community because the community has supported us. I don't think you get to stay in business for almost 90 years if you're not doing something and giving back. And that's what we're trying to do. And now that we're in the Richmond market, yep, and across Virginia, we thought it was great to partner with Special Olympics Virginia. And knowing that they're near and dear to your heart, now they are partners of ours in this endeavor. And so we're excited to raise some money for that great cause.
Listen, Dave, you're a good man. You know that already. And I am so appreciative that you are willing to do this for Special Olympics Virginia. Just an amazing organization, great people. You didn't have to do this. You chose to do it. I am thoroughly grateful to you. I am honored that It's named after your other favorite kosher dog from the north. Now, right? That's part of this. And I should tell you, I made two tactical errors when I visited earlier today. Tactical error number one was totally on me. I wanted to. Well, I mean, everybody was looking, but I wanted to swipe a menu. It's so, you know, I don't think you'd file charges, but I want to get an actual menu, put it up on my wall so that people can say, they can see that it's real. And here's the other part. Heidi looked at me and said, seriously, empty-handed? Nothing? You didn't even come back. Now, she calls it relish. Mm. You didn't even come back with a jar of the relish? It's like, so I got to do a return visit. What am I going to do? I'll see you again soon.
Sounds good. Yeah, we'd love to fill you up with a goodie bag for Heidi. And anytime you want to drop by, we certainly do appreciate it.
We love you. Listen, Dave, again, thank you so much for everything. We will definitely see you soon. That is Dave Saunders. People know him from Madison in Maine for years, one of the best ad men in the business anywhere in America, and the owner, the operator of the Texas Inn. Four great locations across Virginia. We've got two in Lynchburg, one in Harrisonburg, one right here on Park Ave in Richmond. The food is delicious. And again, make sure you get the cat's dog. Okay, 50 cents of every hot dog is going to Special Olympics Virginia. So, like I said, come hungry and take stuff home for the crew. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 520, now I mentioned to you, I've got some tickets for you. I got a family four-pack of tickets for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. This is the game on August the 28th. And I'm trying to figure out, is that the very last game at the Diamond? I don't know. Somebody's going to know. If you know the answer to that, would you please just hit me up on the James Ribera text line real fast, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. But I know it's going to be a great game. First 1,500 fans, 15 and older, are going to get the 80s Braves, the R Braves T-shirts. The Squirrels themselves are playing in our Braves-inspired jerseys. Germ, how many of those Jeff Katz hot dogs have you eaten so far? I'm just curious. Are you still at three? Still at just three? Oh, come on, dude. You're slacking. But you know what? How about caller number three? We'll take caller number three at 833-804-1140, 833-804. 1140. Caller number three, you're going to get a family four-pack of tickets for that game. Our buddy Blaine from the Squirrels is going to be with us on Friday. We'll talk about the end of the Diamond. What are they doing with that space? Is that becoming the parking lot, I think, for the new CarMax Park? I think that's what's going to happen. Or is it shops or something like that? I'm not entirely sure. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be hanging out with Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. We're doing that at 7:35. So, I mean, you'll be listening anyway, I understand. But 7:35 is when I will be visiting with Rich. Rich came out to the Texas Inn tonight, and or this afternoon, rather, to enjoy a couple of the Jeff Katz dogs. And he also sampled a few other things on the menu. There's just some great food over there. What can I tell you? They're good people at the Tea Room. And it was nice to see Rich. I wish I would have known that he was coming. I would have brought gifts. I brought back some cool things for Jeremy and also for Rich. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll have to get to the Radio Factory at some point. No idea when that might be. And I'm these are things, just FYI, I'm not leaving. You have to learn very early if you enter into this goofy radio world. Things have a tendency to grow legs. You notice that, Germ? I mean just things just... Phew. So I've got some nice stuff for the guys, but I'm not about to simply leave it there. We're going to chat with Marley Hornick at 5:35 for just a couple of moments. President Trump is making waves. He said, hey, I'm going to issue an executive order doing away with all mail-in ballots. Now, I don't have a problem with that, to tell you the truth. We'll see how she feels. I have a feeling she'll think it's just fine, but I don't know. Stay tuned. 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yeah. We've made it. I'm sorry, but for me, this is a major accomplishment. I'm still dealing with the jet lag. I mean, there's a terrible complaint, right? Talk about first world problem, but I think it's okay. Taking a look at some of the great notes coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804, Jeff, I don't see the cat's dog on the menu. Well, look closer. It's right there. I'm looking right at it. I have a picture of the menu up on my Facebook page. It's right there under the section that says the dogs. Yep. 804, Jeff, she's a UVA grad, too. She probably learned from Larry Sabato. Ugh, what a huckster that Larry Sabato is. Man, a grifter's grifter. Larry, you know Larry Sabato, heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the promotion of Larry Sabato. Ugh, what a terrible, terrible person. Terrible person. Why he still has any connection to UVA is beyond me. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. The possible executive order from President Trump says he is going to do away with mail-in ballots. Now, I don't know how that works. Does the president have the right, the ability to do something like that? I don't know. And you know, whatever it is, there'll be some left-wing judge somewhere that says, no, he can't do that. This discussion about the security of our elections is a very serious one. And we don't always really know the truth, who the players are and how things are going. Marley Hornick continues to monitor this. I wanted to get her reaction to this possibility that President Trump could do away with the mail-in ballots, because it does seem like that's part of the problem. Marley, thanks for being here.
Hey, it's great to be back on again. And wouldn't it be nice if he could just wave a wand and do that? But what he needs in order to take his executive order that's coming and turn it into an emergency order is the Unite for Freedom data. And I made you a promise last time I was on that I was going to talk about the Virginia data that we found. Because, you know, for the people who don't know, we audit the election systems comprehensively. And also through cyber. So we do these really deep audits. And I want to talk about a couple of things that we found in Virginia that will help people to understand why this is a national emergency, why the work that Unite for Freedom has done rises to that level. And so I'm going to give you two examples. In 2024, when your election was administered, there were just over 72,000 people on the voter rolls whose voter history changed without any cause. So these are illegal edits to the vote history where someone who voted no longer voted, or someone who didn't vote now did vote in any particular election. And once an election is certified, you can't edit it. That means it was good. Now, 75% of those people, they're such enthusiastic citizens, they turned out and voted in 2024.
Okay.
Right? So that's suspicious, because usually you get a turnout rate around 45 to 55%.
Huh.
So they're a little over-enthusiastic.
Yes.
Now, I want to tell you something else about edits to the vote. On December 7th of 2024, a week after that election was certified, there were 121,000 more votes counted than voters who voted. But a month later, 70,000 of them had been deleted. Again,
wow.
70,000 individual edits to a certified federal election, an official federal record of the United States of America, edited 70,000 times. If you turned your taxes in with 70,000 edits in them, and you told the IRS, well, it's substantially compliant, what do you think their reaction would be?
Huh. Yeah. 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 Substantially compliant. Boy, that concerns me, that language, Marley. Is it just me?
Well, they use it all over. I mean, that's what the judge used in North Carolina. He disenfranchised 2.7 million citizens in North Carolina, deciding that 60,000 uncertain votes just needed to be counted because they were substantially compliant, even though nobody knew who the heck they had come from or how they got in the system. That was good enough for the judge. Therefore, he shoves it down the throats of the citizens of North Carolina. Now, we have a sacred right at stake here, which is the right not only to choose our representatives, but to unchoose our representatives if they fail to meet our expectations, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
If they don't actually, when they get in there, because, you know, the founders were so smart. They knew that some people will never get over self-service. They can't serve the public. They're always going to go in there and take advantage. They said, this is great. The most time they can be in the House of Representatives is 2 years. That's yep. That's the maximum damage they can do. And then we're going to get them right out.
Yes.
And our system is broken. Nobody knows who's doing these edits. Nobody knows if it has to do with mail-in ballots. It doesn't have anything to do with the tabulators. It doesn't have anything to do with the poll pads. Nobody knows what it has to do with. So we don't know. This is the problem with the executive order. We don't know if it solves the problem, first of all. Mm-hmm. And second of all, if we don't declare this an emergency now, he's not going to be able to enforce the executive order in time for 2026. And people, we need a legally valid 2026 election.
Yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about it. So this, of course, is what you do. It's what your group does on a regular basis. What is it that I need to do? What is it that my listeners need to do to make sure that we have a valid election?
Well, we need your help. We need your help because we are suing in Colorado. We're suing the officials who put Tina Peters in jail. She was right. They were administering a process that's not legitimate, and they attacked her to cover up for their crime. So we need help to get that lawsuit, you know, over the finish line. It's filed, and we need to fight it all the way down to the mat. We're suing Letitia James and the New York State Board of Elections for depriving the citizens of New York State of the right to vote in a conspiracy against rights. We have all the evidence there, and we're filing that in weeks. We need help to get that all the way through the courts, and we are going to get an emergency declared. We're going to work our way in here. We're already inside the administration. We have got to help the administration understand and the president understand that this is an emergency. The system is breached. There's marauders inside the system. Nobody knows who it is or why they're there or what they're doing. And it's an emergency. We've got to get this declared. So those are the goals we have. And anybody who wants to help with that, you can be a volunteer with Unite for Freedom and join our thousands of citizens who are going to their town boards and their state boards, their federal officials, and demanding a legally valid 2026 election. It's a great opportunity for civic participation. Mm-hmm. Or you can help us with money. We really need your support. These lawsuits are expensive. Our actions are expensive. The attorneys are expensive. And winning, getting all the way in D.C. is expensive. So, you know, if you go to unite4freedom.com, you can support us there. And we really appreciate it. We really need that help.
I love it. Well, listen, Marley, I appreciate all of your hard work. I appreciate the analysis and the insight. And hopefully we are going to be successful. And I would urge my listeners to reach out, learn more, support you, help us make sure that this 2026 midterm election is going to be fair and honest and above board. Marley Hornick, as always, I appreciate you being here. It is 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yeah, no, well, no, it is. It's Tuesday. We've got some great stuff going. I will remind you that Congressman John McGuire was here a little while ago. If you missed John, not to worry. I would suggest you go to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com, and take a look.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, you know, download it, share it with people, and you need to know what Congressman McGuire has to say. I did think it was interesting that Congressman McGuire and I were both in Israel, sort of overlapping. I was arriving as he was leaving, and we both came away with some pretty interesting insights and observations. I would urge you again, go to newsradiowrva.com so you can listen to it. Thanks to Rich Herrera. Rich came out to the Texas Inn a little bit earlier today, which was really very nice of him. He didn't have to do that. But it was the debut of the Cat's Dog over there. Yep, the brand new menu item at the Texas Inn. And these are at each of their four locations around the state. It's a delicious hot dog, right? It's a kosher 100% beef hot dog from Nathan's. You know, it's just yummy, just absolutely yummy. And, well, they're taking 50 cents from the sale of each of them and donating it to Special Olympics of Virginia. Now, I've done some crazy stuff for Special Olympics of Virginia over the last couple of years. I got their logo tattooed on my, well, I call it a bicep, and people who have real biceps laugh at me when I say that. Like my dear friend, Dr. Bob Quarles. You know, Dr. Bob is the best doctor on God's green earth. Former medical director for the World Wrestling Federation. Bob's got biceps. I got an arm. But I got their logo tattooed there. And so I am forever committed to them, you know. And then last year, remember what else happened? Carl Leonard and I, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard and I, not only did we get matching Special Olympics tattoos the year before, we walked on fire last year. So we're committed to Special Olympics. And then I should point out for the record, my friend Mike Ivey, Journey's End Tattoo Studio out in Powhatan, Anderson Highway in Powhatan. You know, Mike donated those Special Olympics of Virginia tattoos from day one, and then I had him add some flames around it for the firewalk. Mike is just a solid guy. So all of that, and then Dave Saunders from the Texas Inn said, "Jeff, we want to do something for you." And I had some crazy ideas. My gosh, what are we going to do? Do I have to work the fryer later? What? Nope. We're putting together a hot dog for you. And 50 cents of each hot dog sold at each of our four locations, the Texas Inn around Virginia, that's going to Special Olympics of Virginia. So that's pretty cool stuff. So I appreciate that. Jeremy has now consumed Cat's Dog number 4. Wow. Yeah, that's it. I'm surprised you could eat 4, Jeremy, simply because I found them to be very, very filling. But, you know, you're devoted. You are devoted. Good for you. I would take some home. Take some home because I did get Rich. I think I got him a pack of 25. I'm assuming he turned all 25 over to you, right? I hope so. I'll be on with Rich tomorrow morning at 7:35. And again, I do thank him for showing up at the Texas Inn. He took some nice video, and I do believe he's sharing that over on the WRVA page on Facebook. And while you're there, you can take a look at some of, I don't even know how you describe it, but there's a really angry dude. And I think he's upset because I don't know who he is or I don't remember him. And I don't know, but he's angry and he doesn't like me, but it's very entertaining. And so I now get why President Trump really, really likes trolling people. Yeah. Honest to goodness, it's so much fun. And I don't think that it's necessarily good that it's so much fun. Because I don't want to get involved in these little trolling escapades. But if you go to the WRBA page on Facebook, you can see I couldn't help myself earlier. But it was really early in the day. It was pre-Jeff Katz hot dog. Now that I've been well fed, maybe I think I'm done. But you can still enjoy it. And you can comment and share and do all that good stuff. But that is, I believe, where Rich has the videos he took up. Tomorrow, we've got my buddy John Reed dropping by, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. You know what I've said all along? All along, I have said that this race is way tighter than people want to acknowledge, right? You have the usual left-wing pundits who are always doing their best to suppress conservative voters. You've got Republicans who unfortunately have become conditioned to losing, and you have the legacy news media. Well, you know all about them. This is a much closer race, so make sure you are here tomorrow. We're going to talk all about it. Might be some rain tonight, so please be careful driving. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.